Customs clearance process. The customs clearing process is complex and varies by country. Let's look at the clearance process that is followed by the U.S. importer files entry that lets customs know that it will import or has imported specific product. Key documents should be filed 7 to 10 days prior to physical arrival of shipment. CBP entry summary, commercial slash pro forma invoice, shipping forms, packing lists, other required documents. Evidence of bond posting with customs must occur. Customs is notified of shipment arriving in an international point of entry, road border crossing, airport, seaport, or train terminal. Carriers apply for release of goods upon arrival. Customs may or may not examine shipment once it has reviewed entry documents. Verification may include value of goods, duty status, proper labeling, country of origin, check for prohibited articles or contraband, match of goods to invoice. If there are problems, load can be held until corrected or it could be exported or destroyed. Customs determines classification and corresponding duties owed on goods based on harmonized tariff schedule. When the duty is paid, the shipment is said to be liquidated. Customs releases goods to importer, who coordinates last leg of the journey, domestic delivery of goods to customer. If importer wants to postpone duty payment, goods may be stored in customs bonded warehouse for up to 5 years or brought to free slash foreign trade zone. Note that in the Schengen area of Europe, goods can be shipped across country boundaries without going through a physical customs process. Instead, the entire process is virtual slash electronic. Violation of customs regulations depends on the nature of the offense. Late filings or other minor issues usually require payment of a fine. Misclassification of goods, record keeping or valuation errors, or fraud can result in charges of negligence, gross negligence or fraud. Negligence involves a failure to exercise reasonable care. Gross negligence is for wanton disregard for the law or any relevant facts, and fraud requires establishing intent to deceive or mislead. The goods may be put in an FTZ while being adjudicated. Shipments may be detained, seized, or forfeited after due process. However, in most countries, such investigations are done via post-transaction audits. The appropriate authorities may come and investigate even years later. If you can show the correct proof, this can help avoid or reduce fines, since fines increase for each higher category. Criminal charges may also apply for fraud.